Hello, good afternoon. This is Carly Hunt from Aruba Business Development. I manage the Aruba Edge Technology Partner Program, and I have with me today Troy Davis, VP of Sales from Enocean and Aruba Edge Technology Partner. Troy is going to give us a quick overview of Enocean and how the partnership between our two companies can be beneficial to you.
Hi, Carly. Thanks for the intro. Glad to be here. Enocean is proud to be an Aruba Edge Technology Partner.
Absolutely. Thanks, Troy. So to get started, can you tell me a little bit about the history of Enocean? How long have you been in business? What vertical markets do you cover? And in what regions around the world are your products available?
Sure. Our company was founded in Munich, Germany in 2001. And we've been making the things in the Internet of Things ever since. So long before the Internet of Things had its name, we were making the devices that were producing the data. So we have tens of millions of devices in the field, and majority of those are without wires or batteries. So we touch multiple markets. That's offices, K-12, universities, industrial, automation, retail, and even a handful of artificial intelligence applications have seen some recent deployments.
Okay. What are the typical headaches faced by end customers that your products are designed to address?
So one of the key things that we find is, in addition to nearly unlimited placement flexibility with the wireless portion, the main headache that our devices work to solve is battery life. So a large majority of our products are energy harvesting. And what energy harvesting is we use the energy from the light in the space as their power source, or in other cases, we might use motion, or maybe we use temperature differentials. There's a variety of ways we can harvest that energy. And this energy harvesting component gives us the ability to operate devices 24/7 without wires and without batteries. So in some cases, we do have backup battery options if the energy source isn't enough or isn't consistent enough. But the sensors always do try to use their energy harvesting first, and that can extend any battery life of batteries that we might happen to use in that application.
Wow, that's great. Can you now tell me a little bit about how the integration of your products with Aruba infrastructure provides aspirins for these headaches?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of our largest challenges in connecting our devices, the data producers in the field, the things, to the IoT was the data collection infrastructure, or the gateways that were required, the various different pieces that had to plug into networks or Ethernet cables or PoE devices that needed to be deployed throughout the space simply for the data collection. And by integrating with the Aruba infrastructure, we can leverage the investment that the facility or the customer has already made. And this makes the initial financial investment for the IoT side much lower and yields an incredibly secure connection to any cloud platform the customer chooses. And as an open platform, we've seen our data feed into these proprietary closed systems all the way to full open source options.
Can you dive a little deeper into specifically which of your products have been integrated with Aruba infrastructure, including both hardware and software?
Yeah, absolutely. So the one of the things with Enocean in particular is we are a member of what's called the Enocean Alliance. The Enocean Alliance is a body where these different customers of Enocean have come together. There's approximately 400 different manufacturers, and among those 400, they produce about 5,000 different available products. So all of these products are able to communicate back through the Aruba access points when the facility installs a small little USB connector to the access point. And then all of that, those messages and the data and everything from those 5,000 available different sensor types can communicate back through the Aruba access points. So they all use the Enocean Alliance, what's called the Enocean equipment profiles.
Yeah.
That data structure is fully standardized and open for the software platforms to ingest the data into their systems.
Wow, that's fantastic. Which of the Aruba access points and Aruba OS versions support your products?
What we've learned over the course of deploying these is that any of the Wi-Fi 5 or 6 access points that have a USB port on the device work with our technology. And then also you need to make sure that you're running AOS 8.7 or higher.
Okay, great. Oftentimes there's different benefits that accrue to value-added resellers versus end customers. What benefits will resellers most appreciate about your products, would you say?
So the resellers, it's an interesting thing because right now what we've seen is sort of a lot of competition out there in the marketplace, of course, and competition among Wi-Fi suppliers and different things. And so one of the things that's nice for the resellers is that they will have the ability to expand their offering to their current customer base. So they can take their existing deployed Aruba infrastructure and they can add sensor data, potentially lighting or maybe HVAC control to their system. And this accomplishes a couple of things for the reseller. First, it allows them to touch a customer that's been operating for quite a while. Maybe they haven't reached out to them. And it gives them the ability to connect with them and add value to something that they've had for a while now. And then second, by connecting the data to their IoT software or their building automation systems, it makes the shift to a competitive Wi-Fi supplier not as appealing for the customer, because now it's tied into these different systems and it's not just a simple Wi-Fi swap. Not that it's always simple to Wi-Fi swap, but if it's connected to these various different things, then it becomes much more compelling for them to stick with the Aruba solution and maybe upgrade some access points or make some changes, different things like that. But there's a real benefit to adding these different pieces for bringing the IoT devices into the Aruba access points for the reseller. And in certain cases, the reseller could also become a reseller for Enocean devices, and this would allow them to add an additional revenue stream to their business.
Yeah, absolutely. So lastly, would you tell us a little bit about your product warranties, service programs, and any as-a-service offerings you have?
Yeah, so for the resellers, we offer a one-year warranty on all the hardware. Among the Enocean Alliance members, that varies. Some are a little bit longer, some are a little bit shorter. Actually, I don't know of any that are shorter, but there are some longer ones out there. And it's a relatively easy process for that warranty exchanges and different things. And then for service, we have engineering staff here in the U.S. Even though our headquarters are in Germany, we have a full staff here in the U.S. as well. And they're available to answer any questions that might come up. And in terms of your as a service question, we do have a couple of options there. And one of those is a container translation software that can run on the customer system. And we offer that as a service. So it usually connects to their software package when they're running in the cloud. And this allows them to sort of collect all the data into a certain spot and do the decryption and manage duplicates and do some of these other things. It's called the IoT connector, and it allows for these various software companies to sort of speed their development process and not have to worry so much about how it happens or how the back end details of it. They can simply get the temperature, the humidity, or the occupancy or whatever straight out of the IoT connector. Great. And then we offer some creative solutions that may also include the hardware at substantially reduced costs, for example, in exchange for a monthly or annual fee. And the main point here is that we understand that not every single reseller may have customers willing to entertain this standard business model, right? That they Yep. buy it and they sell it and they put it in their buildings and all of that. So we really do enjoy finding creative solutions that try to benefit everyone.
Well, I think that's a great approach, Troy. So is there anything else you'd like the audience to know that we haven't covered before we wrap it up here?
I think the main topic is, the pain and the waste associated with batteries and battery life. It's what started our business almost 20 years ago, and it's what keeps us growing today, quite frankly. And, there's a lot of talk about battery devices and battery life and different things. And the very first battery in a product is pretty cheap. It's cheap because it's installed in the factory. And it comes with the product in most cases. And it's that second battery that can be really painful. Someone needs to go to report the problem. They need to figure out that the sensor is dead or the battery is dead. Then someone has to send a technician with a truck and a ladder to go to the site and disrupt the tenants and change a battery that you know might be 50 cents. So using an energy harvesting solution can really eliminate or dramatically reduce the effort and cost associated with managing the batteries in a facility, as well as reducing substantially the waste. And so the environmental benefit can be highlighted by the building owner as helping with sustainability directives and, you know, kind of going in that direction. There's less product going to the landfill or to recycle or various different things like that, in addition to the time and cost savings there. I mean, there's certain kind of math associated with these battery changes per devices that can be over $1,000 over a 10-year life for the technician to show up at the site. You know, it might be somewhere between $180 and $300 to have that person roll up with the truck and be inside the building, disrupting the tenants, doing these different things. So
Wow. It
really, really makes a big difference in terms of, you know, either eliminating altogether or extending that battery life as much as possible.
Yeah, definitely. That's substantial. Well, thank you so much for this detailed overview, Troy. That was really helpful. And thank you to our audience for tuning in. If you're interested in learning more or would like to move forward with a joint opportunity, please contact me, Carly Hunt, at Carly, Carly.Hunt, H-U-N-T, at HPE.com. Thanks.